Lucy Desi Comedy Hour. With special guest star Maurice Chevalier. With Vivian Vance, William Frawley, and Little Ricky.
Our story tonight begins at the Hotel Del Coronado near San Diego, California. You see, Ricky Ricardo's band is doing a special USO show there for the Navy. And with him is that great entertainer, Maurice Chevalier.
When an irresistible force such as you meets an old immovable object like me, you can bet as sure as you live. Something gotta give, something gotta give, something gotta give.
Well, why not? Mexico's only a few minutes from here.
That is not the point. You already spent too much money shopping in San Diego.
Oh, I bought a couple of
things. What about me?
All right.
No, because I insist.
Your own wife starts hiding packages.
Somewhere, somehow, someone's gonna be kissed.
Honestly, your only aim in life is to keep me from getting the things I want.
And since we've been here, my aim's been none too good.
From their back.
So can't you pipe down?
I try hard. Ignoring those
limits.
I am all.
Is that so?
Yes, that's so.
You question what anyone can try. So I with all of our might. Chances are some heavenly star-spangled night will find out as sure as we live. Something's gotta give, something's gotta give, something's gotta give.
No more shopping.
You're grown up to be a mean old man.
And you are not growing up at all.
Is that so?
Yes, that is so.
Well, let me tell you. Oh, honey, doesn't Ricky look cute?
Yeah, he sure does.
Ready for dress rehearsal, Daddy?
All right, son. Mr. Chevalier and I will be down in a couple of minutes.
You know, honey, he gets to look more like you every day.
You think so?
Yes, I do, especially when he wears that little coat and the hat and everything. Why can't I go shopping? Give me one good reason.
I've given you 50 reasons.
I know that, but you haven't given me one good one.
I said no.
But, Ricky, prices in Mexico are half what they are here. So the more I spend, the more you save.
That kind of logic, you're going to save me right into the poorhouse.
You sound like you've been taking cheapskate lessons from Fred Mertz.
Now, look, Lucy, we came here in a USO tour, not on a shopping tour.
Oh, very funny.
Yes?
Ricky, I'm ready for rehearsal.
Oh, yes, Maurice.
I'll bet if Maurice Chevalier was married, he'd let his wife go shopping in Tijuana.
Shh!
Oh, psh, yourself.
Hello, Maurice. Come in.
Good day, Lucy.
Yeah, hello.
How do you feel today?
Hi, Mr. Chevalier.
Good. And how do you feel, Ricky?
Fine.
Hi.
I hope we did not disturb you.
Disturb me? Why? Are these? Oh, no. I always wear these for rehearsal, you see. It's to avoid confusion. Because I was singing in English, and my pianist always plays in French. That's the reason.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll be right with you, Maurice.
Good.
Mr. Chevalier, I'd like to ask you a question. If you were married and your wife wanted to go shopping in
Lucy,
Tijuana, what?
I don't think that we should bother Mr. Chevalier with our domestic problems.
I'm not bothering him. I just want to ask him a question.
Lucy.
Maybe I'd better come back.
No, don't go, Mr. Chevalier. I just want to ask you a simple question.
Lucy, I told you that I don't think we should bother Mr. Chevalier with our family arguments.
We are not arguing. This is a matter of principle.
I'll be back.
No, Mr. Chevalier, really, I just want
Lucy,
to ask you one little question.
I'll be back.
I'm sorry.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What are you doing?
Counting to 5. It's an old French custom, you know. It keeps me from getting excited or upset.
Oh, now, Fred, things are half price in in Mexico. If you give me $20, I'll save you $20.
You're going to save me $40 because I'm not giving you the
$20. Oh.
Hello. Oh. Hello. Bonjour, Ethel.
Bonjour, Mr. Chevalier.
Bonjour, Fred.
Hiya, Maury.
Maurice, I think that we better go to our rehearsal, eh?
Yes.
Well, what about us? What are we going to do all day?
Well, you can stay in the hotel. There's a lot of things to do around here.
How about watching our rehearsal? It might be a lot of fun.
Your rehearsal, yeah. That's a great idea, isn't it, Ethel?
Well, personally, I'd rather see the show that...
We'd love to watch rehearsal, wouldn't we, Ethel?
We would?
Yes, as a matter of fact, as long as Ricky doesn't want me to go shopping in Tijuana, I could be in the show. I could do a duet with Mr. Chevalier. Think of it. Two Maurice Chevaliers. Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter Louise. Each little rose tells me it knows I love you. Love you.
Yeah.
$10, eh? Every little breeze seems to whisper Louise. Birds in the trees seem to twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, dear. Come on, Ethel.
Okay. Give me some money, Fred.
Wait a minute. You don't do an imitation of Chevalier.
No, but Lucy and I do a very cute dance together. Don't we, girl?
We sure do.
Brett, cough up. Give her the money.
Thank you. So long.
Would you mind, ladies, getting me a bottle of French perfume in Mexico so that I could take it back to Paris with me?
You want us to get you French perfume in Mexico to take back to Paris?
Oui, because in France, who can afford French perfume?
I thought of that. We'd be glad to, Mr. Chevalier.
Thank you.
Why don't you go with the girls, huh?
Oh, Ricky, giving Ethel the money was painful enough. Watching her spend it would be slow torture.
Rick, we don't need him.
No, we don't want Fred along
just
with us.
Just a minute, please, if you don't mind. Fred, I want you to go and keep an eye on the girls. We are good neighbors with the Republic of Mexico. Let's keep it that way.
Oh, push tush.
Never mind push tush. And when you're down there, buy a dozen pair of maracas. I need it for the fiesta number for tonight.
Okay. All right.
Thanks.
Well, come on, let's get going. I gotta get back.
Back for what?
Back for lunch. This hotel's on the American plan. And if there's one thing I am, it's a good American.
Bully for him.
Well, so long. We're off to old Mexico.
Let's
la
go.
Cucaracha, la cucaracha. La cucaracha. La cucaracha. La cucaracha.
Ay, ay, ay. Lucy and Ethel in Mexico, I'm telling you.
Look, Ricky, you're causing yourself an awful lot of aggravation.
Yeah, like...
You know, when I was your age, I felt about the same way, especially... about women. I even had to take pills to quiet my nerves. But through the years, I've learned that life is like a French horn. If you blow gently, you will tout de suite. And so I let nothing disturb me.
Well, maybe I'm the worrying type, but you don't know what I go through with this group. Oh,
but instead of worrying, why don't you count, Ricky? Un, deux, trois, chat, sink, and you live a lot longer.
Brand like that. He thinks he's found his mate.
Excuse me, need Spanish interpreter? Only 50 cents.
Oh, thanks, Sonny. She hears all the Spanish she wants at home, free.
Maybe you need a guide. Alfredo has special tour. Only 50 cents.
Oh, you need you. No thanks, Alfredo, but we're not going to be here that long.
Sorry, but we have to leave soon.
Why? You don't like Tijuana?
Oh, it's not that. It's just that my husband has to do a show in San Diego on an aircraft carrier.
An aircraft carrier? Never have I seen a real Americano flat top. Senora, you take Alfredo with you, I'll be your guide at no charge.
I'm sorry, but that's impossible.
Please, senora, please.
Senora! Senora!
Here comes that cop again.
Senora, you're holding up traffic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just talking to that little boy.
I know you were talking to the little boy, but still, you're holding up traffic.
I'm sorry.
All right, move along. Come on.
There's a place to park. Okay.
Buenos dias, senor. Would you like to buy a basket?
Not today. I'm waiting for my wife.
Oh, senor, it is a beautiful basket. It is handmade, senor.
Not today.
Hand-painted.
Not today.
We sell it to you very cheap, senor.
No, not today.
Jose, convinceme una cosa, por favor. ¿Qué pasa contigo? Are you crazy?
What do you mean?
Oh, you are new in this business. Mira, hombre, if you show that you are so eager to sell them something, how can you bargain with them?
Do you have to bargain?
And los turistas, they expect it. Mira, it is one of the national pastime in America. Baseball, basketball, and bargaining.
But the sign...
But who believes in signs? Please, andale, andale, vamos, vamos.
Oh, Lucy, look at all the stuff. This $20 is burning a hole in my pocket. Lucy, look at this beautiful basket. I'm gonna buy it.
Oh, Ethel, are you crazy?
What do you mean?
Well, you just don't go in and buy something. First, you have to haggle.
Oh, do you have to haggle?
Sure, they expect it. It's one of the national pastimes of Mexico. High-lie, horse racing, and haggling.
But how can you haggle? A sign says $6.
Oh, who believes in signs? We can get it much cheaper. Just pretend you don't like anything. Ethel, did you ever see anything so ugly in your life?
No, it'd look just hideous in front of my fireplace. I can hardly stand to look at it. Me too.
Are you interested in this basket?
That old thing? Certainly not.
I'm glad. You see, this is the last one in Mexico, and it's not for sale.
Not for sale? If it was for sale, how much would you charge us to take it off your hands?
$9.
But the sign says $6.
Oh, see. How many times must I tell you to be more careful?
Would you take $6?
Oh, I would.
So?
If it was for sale. But like I said before, it's not.
Well, Ethel, if it isn't for sale, we might as well go somewhere else.
Adios.
$3.
$9.
Four.
Eight.
Five.
Seven.
Six.
So.
Oh. There you are.
Oh, thank you, honey.
Pay the man.
Oh, yes, I would. Bye. Thank you.
Come back again.
Oh, yes, I certainly shall.
Well, Ethel, you have just had a first-class lesson in haggling from the queen of the hagglers.
I sure have. Too bad that perfume for Maurice used up so much of our quota.
Yeah, I sure hated to pass up those darling cashmere sweaters.
So did I. But at least you got me a bargain in my basket, and I just love it.
Baskets? Baskets? Cheap baskets, senora. Only $1.50. A bargain, senora. Baskets? Baskets? Handmade baskets. $1.50. $1.50 baskets. Baskets? Who wants the baskets? $1.50.
Senora, you wish to buy more souvenirs?
No, thanks, Alfredo. We just haggled away our whole quota.
How about tickets? You want a bull ring? Only 50 cents.
No, we haven't got time to go to a bullfight. We're leaving right now for Coronada.
But, senora, carry Patterson's car? Only 50 cents.
Oh. Well, all right. You can carry these. Put them in the trunk. Wait a minute now. I'll give you the key. There you are.
Come on, let's hurry up so we don't miss lunch.
Oh, yes, we'll do that.
Okay.
Here, senora, this is for trunk.
Okay, and here is your 50 cents.
Gracias, senora. Anything else for trunk?
No, that's all, Alfredo. Would you close it for me, please?
Please, senora. Take me with you. All my life I want to see a great aircraft carrier.
I'm sorry, Alfredo. I can't take you with me.
For corn's sake, let's get going.
All right, all right. Maybe we'll meet again soon.
Si, maybe. Adios.
What a sweet little guy.
Yeah, too bad we couldn't take him with us.
Hi. All American citizens?
We sure are. Proud of it.
Anything to declare?
Just some souvenirs and a bottle of French perfume.
Well, may I see the perfume, please?
Well, it's way in the trunk with some other things.
You open the trunk, please.
Oh, Mac, can't we go through, please? Our hotel's on the American plan, and I don't want to miss lunch.
Open the trunk, please.
Oh, all right. The key. The key. It's a separate key. It's not up there on the key ring. Look, would you hold on to that for me? Don't drop it. It has a breakable mirror in there. I'm going to have to take everything out, I guess. Oh, what do you know? Look at these. Carry them everywhere. Never get a chance to wear them. Oh, for heaven's sake. I found my tweezers. Ethel, I found the tweezers.
No kidding.
I've been looking for these ever since we left New York.
Madam, may I see the perfume?
Oh, that's in the trunk.
I know.
Hey, wouldn't smelling it be enough? They gave me a sample.
Oh, madam, I've got to see it.
My goodness, you'd think we were international smugglers or something. Well, I know it's in here someplace. Here it is. There you are.
Now, would you open it, please?
Oh. Oh, there you are. And the perfume is right there in the basket next to Alfredo. Alfredo!
You come out of there!
Adios, senor. We meet again.
Hey, you!
Alfredo! I didn't know he was in there, honest.
No, he was just trying to get on board the aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier?
Yes, you see...
I see you've got a lot of explaining to do. Charlie, take over, will you? I got a couple of hot ones here. Now, you just pull up over there.
Yes, sir.
There goes lunch.
Let's go. It's a dress rehearsal, the last time we're gonna do it, all the way from the top. Alvin, I'll give you a downbeat.
A fait de tout petit peton Valentine, Valentine. Elle avait de tout petits tétons que je tarais à tâton, tonton, tontaine. Elle avait un tout petit menton Valentine, Valentine. Outre ses petits petons, ses petits tétons, son petit menton, elle était frisé comme un mouton. Elle était frisée comme un mouton.
Valentina, Valentina, quiéreme y nunca miraré a otra niña nunca más. Tra la 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 la, eres tú mi única ilusión. Valentina, Valentina, si me dejas de querer me partirás el corazón. Oh, 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 qué rico el vacilón.
I love you. I
and the kid, eh?
Oh, how about that? Wonderful, Ricky.
Thanks, Daddy.
Telephone, Mr. Ricardo.
Okay.
It's from your wife.
Excuse me a minute. I gotta go to the phone.
Good.
Well, thank you very much. Hello. Hi, honey. Are you back? You're where? Where? What are you doing there? You're what? They are?
Lucy, I told you not to... I am not yelling at you.
All right. Now, look. Look, stop crying. Look, honey, stop crying. I'll get a car from the hotel and I'll come right down and get you. Yeah, just stay right there.
Ricky, you're getting excited again.
I got a right to get excited. You know where Lucy is? She's in the Mexican border. They're holding her there for smuggling. For smuggling.
I got that part, Ricardo. Your wife's a smuggler.
No, sir. She's just been accused of being a smuggler. See, the whole thing was a mistake, sir. She was down here in Tijuana with Fred and Ethel Mertz.
Mertz? Who's that? What's a band manager? A band manager? Why didn't you say so? Vouch for him. All right, put them on. Actors. I've been leery of actors ever since I saw the Game Mutiny.
I'm sorry to bother you, sir, but we can't be too careful nowadays. Oh, yes, sir. Oh, very well, sir. The Admiral's been kind enough to vouch for you. You're all released on your good behavior.
Ah, yeah. You see, honey, nothing to it.
Nothing to it, huh? All it took to get you out of this mess is the United States Navy. Now, look, we're all going straight back to the hotel and stay there until showtime.
Yes, sir.
Come on, let's go. All right. Fred, I'll go with the girls and you drive Maurice.
All right.
Maurice? What's he doing here?
Sleeping in the car. He came down to keep me calm, and he got so calm keeping me calm that he fell asleep. Come on, let's go.
All right.
Ricky and Maurice, that's two more quotas. We can go back and get those cashmere sweaters.
Are you crazy?
Come on, let's go.
Leave it to me. Ricky, it's a shame, a crying shame.
What's a shame?
That you're so close to beautiful, picturesque, romantic Mexico, and you're not going to get a chance to see it.
You're thinking of beautiful, picturesque, romantic shopping. You can't pull the wool over my eyes.
It isn't wool, it's cashmere. I found the most beautiful cashmere sweaters.
Nothing doing.
Just like the ones at the hotel.
Then buy them at the hotel.
That's telling them, Rick. I'm on your side.
They cost $6 in Tijuana and $22.50 at the hotel.
Sorry, Rick, I just deserted to the enemy.
Why didn't you buy the sweaters when you were in Tijuana?
Because we couldn't. We had to buy Maurice's perfume, and it cut into our quota. Ah, come on, honey. What do you say, huh?
I say phew and no. Come on, we gotta get back to rehearse the fiesta number.
Holy cow!
Now what's the matter?
I forgot to buy the maracas.
Oh, brother. I sent you down here to do two things. To keep the girls out of trouble and to buy some maracas. Little Ricky could have done a better job.
Look, I didn't want to go in the first place. It cost me $20 and I blew a free lunch. So I'm in no mood for any of your Latin lip.
All right, come on. Let's go get the maracas.
And the sweaters.
All right. I'd rather have you with me than running around loose. Hello, Maurice.
Hi. Did you have a good nap?
You were sleeping so soundly, I didn't want to disturb you.
Where are we anyway?
Mexico.
Mexico. Oh. Un, deux, trois, quatre, cinq.
What's the matter?
According to my visa, if I leave the United States without permission, I cannot return.
Ay.
But we won't worry until we have to. I'm sure the border officials will understand.
Oh, of course they will. You're a big celebrity. Everybody knows who you are.
Yeah, well, look, just in case there's any delay, we'd better get going. Come on, folks, eh? Oh, honey, just save time. Will you get my car? It's right around the corner.
Okay, I got her sweaters.
Permit me.
Oh, thank you, Mr. Chevalier. Our car is that convertible out there. The trunk is unlocked.
Good.
Come on, Ethel.
Okay.
Come on, what are you waiting for?
I just bought a piggy bank.
How do you do?
Buenos dias.
But you don't look very comfortable in there.
Senor, I will do anything to see the great aircraft carrier.
Oh, you're the little boy who tried to sneak his way across the border.
I give you a ticket to bullfight if you let me stay.
But this is against the law, mon petit.
Please, senor, when you were a little boy, didn't you not want to see a carrier?
When I was a little boy, the only carriers were pigeons. Now, come on. There you are. Ah. Where do you go?
My hat, senor, my hat.
I'll get it for you.
Look out, senor!
You know I can't take you in the trunk. Haven't you caused me enough trouble? I can't take you in the trunk.
Here
comes a whole parade. It must be for the bullfight. We better get going. I can't take you in the trunk. Listen, will you run in that store and tell my husband, Signor Ricardo, that we'll wait for them at the border?
Yeah, sorry.
In the store and tell my husband.
Go on.
Amigo.
You walked your son away with a man in her trunk.
A man in her trunk? Who?
A big man talks French.
French! Hurry up! I changed it. The girl just fell away with Chevalier in the trunk.
Just mail my change, care Fred Mertz, Devil's Island.
Come on! Hey, amigo, will you close the trunk?
Si, senor.
Smiley. Hi there. Remember us? The smugglers?
Anything further to declare?
Just some maracas and a couple of cashmere sweaters.
That puts you over your quota. You'll have to pay duty on the sweaters.
No, you see, there are two more in our party, and we use their quota.
They'll be along any minute now.
Yeah, they're back in the line there, about half a mile, I'd say.
You open the trunk, please.
I already told you all we have are the maracas and two cashmere sweaters.
May I see the sweaters, please?
Boy, you don't trust anybody, do you? Oh.
I hope you like my sweater. It's pink.
Wow.
Pull that car back, please. What are you doing?
You heard of the Mexican hat? This is a variation, the Mexican trunk dance.
May I see the sweaters, please?
Would you turn off the motor? I'm kind of low on gas.
I'll do it.
Let him do it! Stop that!
The motor's off.
Thank you.
Now, may I see the sweaters, please?
Now, look, these sweaters are just like any other sweaters, only they're cashmere. Cashmere comes from goats. You know,
sweaters.
Sir, the sweaters. These are the sweaters. There you are.
What's that?
That's a hand-knit sweater. My hand is still knitting it. Back to work. Inspector, I'd like to present that famous French singing star, Mr. Maurice Chevalier.
Bonjour, Monsieur l'Inspecteur.
How did he get in there?
Don't ask me.
Well, I'm asking you, madam.
This is my visa and this is my passport.
Say, Mr. Chevalier, it isn't every day I get a chance to meet one of the world's greatest entertainers.
Oh, thank you very much. You flatter me.
Now, there's nothing personal, Mr. Chevalier, but you're under arrest.
Arrest? For what?
For entering Mexico without permission and re-entering the United States illegally. I'm sorry.
Lucy! Lucy!
trunk. Oh, hello, Maurice.
Hello, Ricky.
What happened? Everything all right?
Everything is fine, Ricky. I'm under arrest. But it doesn't matter, he's sorry.
Well, look, I'll go across the border and get the admiral. He'll straighten everything out.
Just a moment.
For what?
Where were you born?
Cuba.
You an American citizen?
Yes.
Can you prove it?
Of course.
You remember him, he's my husband.
That's why I'm asking him. Let me see your citizenship papers.
I don't carry my citizenship papers around with me.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Oh, brother.
Look, I told you I am an American citizen.
I'm sorry, I can't let you back in the United States until you prove it.
But I was in the army.
Which army?
The American army! I got the Good Conduct Medal!
Congratulations. Thank you. Who've you got in your trunk? Bridget Bardot?
We should be so lucky.
Now, just a minute. Just a cotton-picking minute. Just because there was one small unfortunate incident, it doesn't mean that we're all a bunch of crooks. Who have I got in my trunk? I'd be very happy to show you my trunk. Just because I speak with a little accent, you know, it doesn't mean that...
Alfredo!
Hey, Lou!
Admiral, sir! Admiral, sir!
What is it?
It's the Mexican border again, sir. Those same people.
I can't talk now. I got 40 planes in the air.
Well?
The Admiral can't be reached.
But we got to do the chart, and I'm okay. That's it.
Just a minute. Nobody leaves until I get an official okay.
Ay, mira que tiene cosa tan hizo un millón de veces.
Richie, your top is starting to blow again.
With her as my wife, it's a wonder I got any top left to blow. Lucy, I...
Lucy, please stop. I can't stand to see a woman cry.
Boy, are you with the wrong crowd.
Maurice, what do we do now? Start counting or take pills?
No. You only take pills when there is no place to turn. Let me see. There must be somebody who can help us.
Who?
How about the Red Cross?
How about my mother?
Your mother?
Wait. The American consul. There must be one in Tijuana.
There is.
Well, suppose we get his okay.
If the consul wants to intervene, that's his responsibility.
Well, you see, Eddie, all we got to do is go get the consul. Come on, everybody.
Now, just a minute. I'm not letting the whole gang of you run loose in Tijuana. One of you go. The others will have to stay here in custody.
Okay, I'll go. Excuse me.
Now, Eddie, don't you get in any trouble.
How could I possibly get into any trouble? You will be here.
What a sight. Sleeping Beauty and the Beast.
I'm hungry.
Is there any place to eat around here?
Well, there's a sandwich machine down the hall, but nobody leaves this building.
Oh, no, sir. You want a sandwich?
No, thanks.
I crawled through a hole in the fence.
Well, you can just crawl right back. You don't know the trouble you've caused me.
A thousand pardons, Senora, but I've come to your assistance, like U.S. Marines. See for you, Senora, ticket to bullfight.
Now, why would I want to go to a bullfight?
The American consul goes to bullfight every Sunday.
The American consul? Oh, my gosh, poor Ricky.
Come quickly, Senora. We dropped to the arena. It's a whole situation.
Go see, I brought you a sandwich.
yours, Lucy.
Hey, stop that car! Mexican border guard, step on it.
Roberto. Hey, headquarters just called. They want you to be on the lookout for...
Lookout for who?
On the lookout for her.
Señor!
Here's the ticket, señora. The box of the consul is in the front row with a red, white, and blue banner.
Okay.
Come quickly, señora, this way.
Come on, there she is.
Just a minute, señora. You cannot go through here.
Who's that, old man?
Hey, mi periódico.
Pardon me, where can I find the American consul?
Over there, behind the red, white, and blue banner.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm sorry, señora. You have to go around.
Oh, well, but I have a ticket.
I'm sorry.
Señora. Señora!
Well, she didn't go far.
Have you seen an American lady with red hair?
I've seen many times.
All right. Why don't we come in?
What's he doing in Tijuana?
Listen, Oh, Admiral, I'm so glad to see you. I couldn't find the American consul anywhere.
American consul?
He means consul, sir.
Well, whatever it is. Ricardo, I am here now. I vouch for the whole bunch.
Oh, thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Well, come on, let's go. Where's Lucy? That's all?
Lucy?
Brad?
Lucy who?
Maurice!
Fred?
Where's my wife?
Well, according to the last report from the Tijuana police, she was seen going into the bullfight.
Police? Bullfight?
Where is she?
Who?
The red-headed woman.
No, say. No, señor, no.
Why?
The boy is in there.
Oh. Let's go, boy.
Don't let the outfit fool you. I'm on your side. I'm just here to see the American consul. You know, El Consul Americano. Quit that now. Quit it. Oh. You like French perfume? Well, here. Here you are. Oh, nice. Say, are you sure you're a bull? That was hurting me. Listen, I gotta get out of here. My husband will kill me. Why don't you lie down like a nice little bull? Yeah, here, you can have that. That's a good fella. you just take a nice nap.
Señores y señoras, bull number one, the very ferocious Maximiliano.
Number one? Maximiliano? Well, hi, Max. I don't know why they think you're so ferocious. You're a perfect gentleman.
El ferocio Maximiliano.
I just wish you could show me how to get out of here, that's all. Thanks.
I'm looking for my magnificent.
What about your wife?
But she came here to see you, and she must be here someplace.
Hooray!
Excuse me, this is the most amazing thing I've ever seen.
What?
Hooray! That red-headed bullfighter.
Oh, no.
Funny little good for nothing, Mimi. Am I the guy, Mimi? You sunny little honey of a Mimi. I'm aiming high, Mimi. You've got me sad and dreamy. You could free me if you'd see me, Mimi. You know I'd like to have a little son of a Mimi by and by. You know, gentlemen, the American public and myself have been friends for so long now, because 30 years is a long time in anybody's life or in any country, that I really feel I have become now a sort of a American Parisian, you see? And it is with that sentiment that I'm going to sing for you my own version of Yankee Doodle Dandy. Yankee Doodle Dandy, a Yankee Doodle Parisien, a real life nephew of my Uncle Sam, born on the 14th juillet. I've got a Yankee Doodle sweetheart, her name is Sophie Tucker. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride a pony. I am a Yankee Doodle boy. Yankee Doodle sweetheart, she's like Marilyn Monroe. Yankee Doodle came to London just to ride a pony. I am a Yankee Doodle boy from Paris. Yes, I am a Yankee Doodle boy.
Is this really necessary?
Sorry, ma'am. Orders.
Orders? Listen, the Admiral certainly wouldn't want...
Not the Admiral. Your husband.